Yeah. Can y'all hear me? Yeah. So it's always easier to stand up here and talk to everyone. A lot easier to stand up here and talk to everyone than sitting there, because my nerves work. I mean, it just gets to me. Well, you all know today is my graduation. Yay. Jaquan. I wasn't going to give like a graduation speech, you know, that stuff, but you know, we all hear that. So I want to kind of give where I was when I was little, when I first started here, to where I am now, and how everybody else impacts my life. So I remember on the first day, before I got on the bus, I remember my trail telling me, if you don't know my trail, then don't worry about it. He told me, he said, you can get on this bus. I was like, why would I want to go back to school? Because I got a school bus out there running, and I thought I was going back to school, and I don't want to go back to school. So after the second time it came, I looked, and I was just wondering. I said, maybe I should just go, because my trailer is on the bus, and I want to hang out with him. So I get on the bus, and I remember Chris coming and asked me, was it you? Yeah, it was you, Chris. It was Chris, and he said, what's your name? And I said, my name's Jaquan. I'm not sure he get it right, but they never get it right the first time. And I remember my trail sitting farther in the back, I'm not sure, but I remember I didn't want to go all the way in the back there because I didn't know no one. So I sat somewhere in the front, and I remember talking to Samantha. Me and Samantha were just talking about movies and all these movies I love and all the movies I liked, just talking about myself, of course. And I remember also on the first day being there. It was a green rug in that room in there. And I think Miss Kim or somebody was teaching us how to do some type of dance. And it was really fun. That was just a little tidbit. I remember in my classes, it was when I was younger, I used to love going to class for the first time. Well, when we first started, I loved being in class because they would always ask, they would say, who remembers what we talked about last week? And I was like, man, I know what we talked about last week. And I'd go off and I would say, oh, somebody did this, he did that, also this happened, this also happened. They're like, hey, Jaquan, calm down, let somebody else say something. I'm like, why would I want to do that? So that was happening. I think that was really good for me to learn about that stuff. And I remember being with JJ and Elisa when I was younger. And we had to learn the books of the Bible. And she said, you can come over my house, Jaquan, if you learn the books of the Bible. And I'm like, man, I want to go over a house because Dominique, Sean, and everybody else going. And I got to learn the books of the Bible. So what I did, I learned the books of the Bible. And I set them off, and she let me come to her house. And I remember learning the books of the Bible. I remember one day at school, my teacher was talking about, man, not many kids understand, you know, the Bible. And I'm like, I know the Bible. I know all my books of the Bible. She's like, you do? I'm like, yeah. She said, say them. I stood up in front of class and I said, all my books of the Bible. She's like, wow, Jaquan, that's amazing. I'm like, that's easy. Who don't know the books of the Bible? Because she didn't know the Old Testament. I'm like, what? Let's see some other things. When I was younger, I guess my focus on God was that I just wanted to remember everything. I just wanted to know the story, and I just wanted to tell the story. I really didn't understand the story. I was just saying, oh, he did this, he did that, that's good enough, right? Yeah. To me, well, to everybody, that's the first start of, like, the baby steps in the walk with God. That's how you first start off learning. You're learning by somebody saying, come to my house and you learn the books of the Bible. Well, okay. I mean, how many kids do you know by the age of 8 to 7 know all the books of the Bible? I mean, that's amazing. Let's get to my middle school days. I remember in middle school, that was a very unique time for me because for my middle school days, it was more of a time of like who I was going to become and this and that. And I remember going in class for the first time in middle school. And Mr. Jeff. And what happened was that, so I came in the class and I sat down and I was like, okay, what I'm going to do. All right. So I was kind of nervous the first time in middle school. And Mr. Jeff was asking questions. He said this one question, I remember. He said, what are angels? And all the kids look around and they start answering. He was like, no, that's not what an angel is. They're saying, God's people and this and that. And he was like, no. And I remember sitting there and I said, messengers. And then he looked, he said, what did you say, Jaquan? And everyone turned around. I'm like, what? I said, messengers. He was like, that's exactly right. And from then on, I felt so good about myself. Because Courtney gave me one of those little pats. You know, you did a good job, Jaquan. I'm like, of course I did. that was very cool. Because for me to remember that, I was just thinking back to a time when I think Chris or somebody, there's so many teachers I had telling me about God and his angels. And I was just like, I mean, they're telling me they're messengers. So it's really cool. All right. Also, in my middle school days, I remember Dominique, Ken, and Sean have been baptized. I remember looking at them, and I was thinking, wow, they got baptized. And everybody looking at them, they're so awesome, they're so great. Because when I was in middle school, well, I guess when I was a lot younger, and I still am today, I used to adore them. I used to think, well, I didn't have a father, so I used to say Dominique and Ken is like my father. And I used to look up to them, and everything they did, I wanted to do, I wanted to be exactly like Dominique and Kent. And so I remember them getting baptized, and I said to myself, you know what, I think I should get baptized because of that. You know, I mean, that'd be cool to get baptized like Dominique and Kent. So I go to Mr. Jeff, and I say, hey, Mr. Jeff, I'm going to get baptized. You know what answer he gave me? No. What? At first, I'm thinking, why can I not get baptized? And I kept on asking. He was like, no, this and that. He keep on asking the same questions. I answered them. I mean, I guess I wasn't really truly, I didn't understand what it means to be a Christian. I understand how to become a Christian. I just didn't understand what it means. And in my middle school days, I guess what I'm trying to say, in my middle school days, I didn't fully understand what it means, understand how to do this and how to do that, but I understand what it means to become a Christian or become somebody who got their own faith, I guess what I'm trying to say. I didn't have my own faith at that moment in time. I only have my brothers or my mom's or somebody else's. I didn't have my own faith in God. But yet he still let me, and I finally got baptized, and that was a wonderful day. It was a great day, matter of fact. Anyways, I'm going to my high school years. In my high school years, in ninth grade, was one of the biggest times, because I remember talking to this one girl. Her name is Savannah Mabry, and she's like my best friend. She's been my best friend since ninth grade to 12th grade now. And I remember she was, thing is with her is her parents like forced her to like stay in church. You know how my parents was like different. She was like, you don't have to go to church. I'm like, I want to go to church. And she was like the opposite. Her mom forced her to go to church, and she didn't want to go to church. So she was asking me about, what is this? What did this mean? What did all this other stuff mean? And I didn't fully understand at that moment in time in ninth grade, because in ninth grade, I was just having everybody else's faith, and I just wanted to just, you know, I just knew it. I just didn't understand what it means. I mean, she asked me the questions. I didn't know how to answer them, and I was giving her stupid answers, and I regretted it so much when I failed her in ninth grade. Like, she punched me in the stomach, too, because of that. So that happened. And as I grew older, later on in life, I guess in 12th grade, actually 3 days ago, it was at the graduation, we came early because she picked me up. And I was sitting there, right, and I started talking about, because I remember in Jerry class, he was like, marriage and what is this and what did it mean, like, to have a real girl, and I was thinking about that, and I told her all about that and what it means to me. And she started asking me these questions again when she asked me in ninth grade. And this time I was super prepared. I felt ready. I felt like I could answer any question that she had to give to that she asked me. This time I felt prepared to give her an answer on my own. I can give her this, I gave her that. I gave her all these things in the Bible. It was really great to me because I always felt sad about not giving to her in ninth grade. But this time, 3 days ago, I actually gave her what it means to be a Christian. And how this ties all in is if you see that when I was younger, I didn't know well. I mean, of course, I didn't know well, but I had my faith of everybody else. I had my faith of not me. I just had the faith of Dominique or my mother or somebody else. I didn't have my own faith. I just wanted to know. Middle school years, basically the same. And high school, basically most of my high school, the same. But now, as I'm older, I have my own faith. I no longer have the faith of Dominique and my mother. I have my own faith. I now walk with God on my own. I believe in God on my own. I truly am stronger. And the reason why I'm stronger is because of all of y'all. Most people, the people I really know, the people who've been here since the first day until now, has been an impact on my life. Y'all realize it or not. Every single body, friends, Dave, every single body, friends, Dave. Well, I'm looking at y'all. Y'all was like right there staring at me. And I'm like, of course, everybody, you know, everybody in this have done something for me to become a better person. And basically what I'm trying to say is that Echo Hill's REACH program is working. Who think about it? That kid who just, the kid was there just because of a friend is now up here preaching to these smart people about who God is and what God is to me. Who God is to me. And I think it's powerful to see I'm up here today preaching to y'all by God. Preaching y'all by God. And I think that's a wonderful thing. The REACH program is working. And I think it's working for the Dares and Josh over there. And it's been really powerful for me to see that now I'm older, because my dream was always, because I didn't have a father, my dream was always to become, a father to my son when I get older, of course. A father to my son. I wanted to be, like, the best person to my son so I can show him that. Show them that's a real way. I mean, show them that God is the way. Show them that there is something out there that's better than this world. And y'all made that possible for me to see it. Y'all set me on the right path with God. And I always believe God always knew where I was going to go. He knew that y'all was going to be there. So, I guess that's basically my lesson. My lesson is basically just how much y'all all did for me. Like every single body did something for me from my young years until now I'm graduating. All right. I guess this would be the invitation thing. If you want to be baptized, I guess you can, like I was. I guess Chef, stand and sing.